I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored.
I refuse to be silenced or muzzled.
Unafraid.
No man will intimidate me.
Unstoppable.
Our enemies have a plan. Our enemy's leader has a plan. We all have one common enemy. His name is Satan, and right now his minions are trying to run this country. We're going to expose all the lies around the COVID bioweapons. We're going to expose all the lies around our fake and stolen rigged elections. We're going to put the sexual depravity of our fake leaders on full display. And then, when the truth is known to the entire world, we are going to have extreme accountability. We will be the plan. We are never going to give up.
TheExtremeEvent.com. Again, TheExtremeEvent.com. October 4th and 5th, Sarasota Fairgrounds in Florida. Something just occurred to me. A lot of people ask me, Stu, how can we support your mission? How can we support your message and your platform? How can we amplify you? What can we do to help? Can you imagine that promo on television across this country? There are a lot of people who question the veracity of the elections. And yes, we're going to expose all of the lies about our fake and stolen and rigged elections. A lot of people know about the military-industrial complex or have some idea that when we just go drop bombs on hundreds or thousands or hundreds of thousands of innocent little children and their mothers, that something just doesn't quite add up. Something isn't quite right about all of this. When you talk about COVID-19 and its virus status or the shots that were rolled out almost immediately after the deployment of this DOD operation, where that gain-of-function weapon of biowarfare was cooked up right here in our country at Fort Detrick and the University of North Carolina, and likely involved bioweapons labs in Ukraine and in China, people just understand, they have a gut feeling something isn't quite right. When you talk about putting on display the sexual depravity of our fake leaders and holding them to extreme account, millions and millions and millions of people are completely in the dark about how disgusting and demonic it really is. So if you have some financial resources and you want to help to amplify the message, there's one way we could do it. Let's put that event promo on television sets all over this country. Stu at StuPeters.com if you want to get a hold of me again. Stu at StuPeters.com. Because let's be honest about something. Being LGBT or LGBTP or whatever made-up phrase they use to describe themselves these days, it's synonymous with being a pervert. Yeah, if you're going around identifying as LGBT, as a member of some kind of a gay or trans or otherwise sexually degenerate and morally bankrupt community, then you are a pervert, and your entire identity is based on all of the deviant sex that you're involved with. And now many people are beginning to realize that being LGBT doesn't just make you a pervert, but it makes for an extremely high probability that you're a pedophile. Just over these past few years, these homosexuals and these and all of the freak shows that go hand in hand with them have gone full mask off. They have made a massive organized attempt to gain access to our children. They've subverted school curriculum. They have subverted public libraries, TV shows, movies. They've even managed to take their perversion to military bases. There are drag queen story hours for small children all over the country, in cities and in towns and in rural areas and in suburbs, whether they're red or they're blue or they're purple. There are all ages pride festivals where little kids, innocent children who have been mutilated or molested or both, are put on display for adults and handed over to the most depraved people imaginable in full public view of the police and elected officials, who are often directly themselves participating in and organizing these events. And these are just the things that they do in the public. There's a whole lot more that goes on behind the scenes. And likely it's even darker and worse. Just recently, this guy called Michael Knappen, the gay Democrat leader of Maryland's LGBT Diversity Council, he was caught in a pedophile sting operation as he tried to rape a 14-year-old boy. Michael Knappen is his name. Michael Knappen in Maryland. He wanted to meet up with this 14-year-old boy for violent gay rape sex and told him all about it in a series of messages that he sent to him, in which, amongst other things, included Knappen's fantasies about making this boy drink his semen. Michael Knappen in Maryland. Michael Knappen. This is a mainstream Democrat and a guy that we're told is trailblazing civil rights activism for queers everywhere. And of course, as usual, he's a pedophile. Michael Knappen in Maryland. And he got caught by a group of citizens that goes out and catches these freaks. Take a look.
Anyway, you're the head of the LGBTQ Dems in Maryland. Okay. How long have you been in that position for?
Since fall,
okay. Is that like a paid position? Okay, just more of a volunteer type thing. Is it like a super PAC or something, or is it just a... Okay. This stuff said here, like, you know, I want to rape you, I want to see how much of a f*** you are. What was kind of said about that?
I hope you try to get away once I start fucking you.
Yeah.
I like the fantasy, and he seemed to enjoy it. And I didn't know this person, and I never intended to.
Do you think that's a president,
though? Like, no, of course... No, of course.
Mihira said it's okay if you want to looking at it, talking about your and you said stop by this morning so I can stretch your hole. Can't wait to make you my little bull. And this was later that, or 4 days later with no response. Can't wait to make you my little dump, baby boy. Okay.
You know, it's really important, very important that everyone here understands there's a lot more where that came from. This isn't some isolated incident. It's not an unusual incident. This happens all the time, especially among these loudmouthed gay liberals who want to inflict their disgusting lifestyle onto the rest of us, including our kids. It was just last year when a gay protege of gay Biden Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who also lived in Maryland, by the way, what the hell's going on in Maryland, was arrested and charged with more than 50 child sex crimes. But this wasn't just any old queer. Patrick Wojahn was the mayor of Tacoma Park, Maryland, at the time of his arrest, and since then, he's been sentenced to 30 years in prison. He was a close personal friend of Mayor Pete because pedophilia is pervasive in the homosexual community at all levels. These two were probably attending gay pedophile parties together. It's absolutely disgusting, and it needs to be rooted out. These people need to face extreme accountability. We're now joined by Morgan Ariel to discuss this in greater detail. You'll be at the extreme accountability event.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. And I think that we need extreme accountability in this country. And we need to keep exposing all these disgusting freak show pedophiles that are running rampant in our country. Why are they in positions of leadership? Why are they in any kind of positions of power? It's absolutely despicable that this is going on in our country and that people turn a blind eye to it as well. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Do you have any idea why it's being not only tolerated but promoted?
I do, because there's actually Jewish our country has been subverted by Israel, and we know that they are the groomer capital of the entire freaking world, basically. And not only that, in the Talmud, it says that they are allowed to engage in sexual acts with children as long as they are under the age of 9 years old. So we just see that our country has been subverted by this perversion, and it continues to be allowed. I mean, we have Biden in the White House. Okay, we know that he's a pedo, but everybody turned a blind eye to him and all of his creepy stuff. And then they also just, the White House Associate Communications Director was just hired. I don't know if you saw what that person looked like, but it's a transgender at parties and dresses. So we just see this sin that's been allowed into our country because our country is being ran by demons that hate God.
Extreme accountability happens to be a necessity. We understand that. And we know exactly how to exact this onto these people. And I don't know if you agree with this or not, Morgan, but I have said that accountability is God's job, but it's not solely God's job. It's our job, too. Do you agree with that?
I do. I mean, let's think about back in the biblical days, okay? I believe that we need to turn these people into eunuchs. Why aren't these people being castrated? Why aren't these people being institutionalized? Because we know that there is no, there's no way to stop them from these perversions, right? These heinous acts, if they are allowed into public, they're going to continue to do them. So they either need to be institutionalized or they need to be castrated. People might think that that's, you know, a little extreme. But what I think is more extreme is children being sexually abused by perverts and them being allowed to do it.
Has this guy been arrested, this guy that was caught on tape by the predator poachers?
I'm not sure if he was arrested or not. I was just looking into it. But what I do know is that all of the pedo sympathizers, I believe there was a Reddit thread on this guy, and they decided that they were going to raise money for him or raise money for the LGBTQ Dems of Maryland. So, you know, a complete delusion. And this is what they do. They cover for one another.
He said that he wanted to rape him. He said he wanted to stretch his hole. He's saying these things to a 14-year-old boy. And then it said that after 4 days of no responses from this supposed 14-year-old boy, he's still telling him fantasies about making him drink his semen. And then he stands there in front of these guys and says, like, it's supposed to be all okay now because he just enjoys the fantasy. Do you think that he's not actually willing to carry out or intended to carry out the events that he's explicitly describing to this boy?
We know that he would. And the question would be is how many boys did he do something like this to? Because if he's speaking to one boy that way, he's speaking to others that way. And these people are roaming free in society, having these fantasies and waiting for the next prey that they, the next victim that they can take advantage of that, you know, doesn't have a family, maybe that's paying attention to them. And it's sexual perversion, right? You can't get this sin under control because it's sexual immorality and these deviancies. It's a demon that needs to be fed and it never is satisfied. So they get more and more perverse. You see it with serial killers all the time. Why are most of the serial killers, they're homosexual, right? And they like young underage boys because they're sick in the head.
Yeah.
They are demon possessed.
This NAPA needs to be investigated by the police in a serious investigation. If it hasn't happened already, there needs to be a serious investigation into this guy and his future activity and his current activity, because there's definitely more victims out there. And if he has harmed children in the way that he described to this 14-year-old boy that he absolutely intended on harming him, then he needs to be put on trial. And in a serious country, after he's convicted, he would be executed. You touch our kids, we kill you.
Absolutely. You know, I was just talking to somebody earlier today about what they do in Dubai, a different situation. But if you get caught stealing in Dubai, they will chop your hands off. Allegedly, this is what I'm told. But if you're going to rape children in America, you don't even get investigated. Make that make sense, America. This is where we're at in this country.
This guy shouldn't be able to be allowed to just walk around in the streets. I mean, if you live in Maryland and you're not organizing some kind of a pressure campaign, this guy needs to hear from you every single day in person, everywhere. He needs to be pointed at. He needs to be ridiculed. He needs to be put out in the public square for everybody to see. All these allegations, they're not even allegations. That's him admitting right there that he did this because he enjoys the fantasy of doing all of those things to underage children. God's most precious gift to humanity, children. And they're under attack in this country by one common enemy that we all share, and that is Satan. who also is being exposed for all of the lies that he is to Satan, the transgender liar, who is also probably identifying as a liberal. This is disgusting. Morgan Ariel, thank you so much for being here. We always appreciate it.
Thank you so much. God bless.
This is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? Yeah, no, I don't think so. You see, when people worry about the national debt, they often turn to safe haven assets. That's why thousands of people have called GoldCo, the number one rated gold company, so that they can diversify their money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, GoldCo is offering fans of this show up to 10% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Just call them, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Free bonus silver, a half-ounce silver coin, free gold and silver information kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver, just like I did with GoldCo. Call 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or just visit them online at StuLikesGold.com. Again, that's StuLikesGold.com. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.
What are you doing today to refocus, realign your investments so that it matches your ethics, your American Christian-based value views? At Cortez Wealth Management, we want to create a solution that we can avoid the CBDC, can help you with your retirement, get you a reasonable rate of return, not fund China or any other communistic countries, and number five, work with a God-fearing fiduciary that has your best interest and that we can honor God, country, and family.
One day they're on TV, but the next day they might be right up inside your house. They're the looters, the thugs, the criminals, the burglars who prey on everyday Americans, working class people struggling to make ends meet, and retirees who just want to mind their own business. Random violence and home invasions, even looters storming small businesses, are becoming all too common in every corner of America. And the worst part is the bad guys are winning. Their numbers are increasing daily while the good guys are becoming fewer and becoming weaker. That's why Green Beret combat veteran Terry Shepard launched the first online academy designed to help people secure their homes against looters and burglars and rioters and other bad guys who would harm them. It's called the Special Forces Home Defense Academy. It will reveal the ingenious methods, tactics, and secret tricks special operators like Terry use to protect their property right now, especially in a crisis when law enforcement can't be depended on. If you decide to act right now and become a Special Forces Home Defense Academy member, you'll also receive a limited time special that includes three additional gifts. Visit homedefenseacademy.com/stew. Again, homedefenseacademy.com/stew.